Okay, good kvittel to everyone. Good Erev Yontif. We're going to do 8 ideas, Shmini Atzeres, and for Simchas Torah, 8 short ideas for the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres, and for Simchas Torah, Lunishvi Lili Nishmas, my grandfather's yartzeit. So a few days ago, Mashchai ben Yidya, Baruch Tzvi ben Reuven Nelson, Daniel Sarah, Bas Eliezer, Sarah Levi, Furshlema, Bina Matzimcha, Ben Dinyan Yiminyo, Davon Henech Mordechai, Bifir Simcha, Sparleya B'chai Mashto. The first idea comes to us from the Halakha Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. And he says, what's so special about Shmini Atzeres? He says, you have to look back in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu in Per Precious Yud Beis Beis. The pasuk says, Ve'eye bracha b'cha choismin. You shall be a bracha b'cha choismin. And with you, it will be signified. It will be my signature. That's the pashup shot. Says the Reb Shitzer Rebbe, b'cha choismin, b'cha is 22. B'cha choismin means that the Gemar Chasima doesn't just happen Hashanah Rabbah. The Gemar Chasima happens b'cha choismin, on b'cha, on the 22nd day of Shmini Atzeres. So people think that Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, oh, that's when the gates are closing. No, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is also a very big, the Chesima Toiv is also part of, it's all part and parcel. How do you know that? Bracha b'chachos, meaning on the 22nd day. But it even goes even further. It says the Ber Moshe of Kuznets for our second idea. The Ber Moshe of Kuznets says a beautiful, beautiful idea. And he says, exactly what is it that's so special about Shmini Atzeres? He says the following. Rav Moshe Kuznets, the Ber Moshe, "Bayom Hashmini Atzeres Tiyalachem." On this day, it should be Atzeres Tiyalachem. That not only the days of Hoshana Rabbah should be a tremendous day. Sheyesh Od Zman LaHodim B'Shmini Atzeres LaTshuv B'Tshuva LaKabal Av Omachus Malchus Yisparch. A person could have all, more time on Shmini Atzeres to be able to do tshuva and to be mekabel Chodesh Baruch Hu in their life. Omachus Shlaim Shleima. But Zehu Atzeres, and that's why it's a Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres is a lashon of locking in. You're locking in your relationship to the Rabbonu Shalom. So not just be that it's Becha Chosmin, says the Zeres Chodesh on the 22nd day, but you're locking in more time to be able to teshuva, more time from Kabbalah Sumach Shemaim. A beautiful insight with Zera Kodesh Ber Moshe, and two more ideas now on Shmini Atzeres, and we'll go to the last four on Simchas Torah. The Chesed Lavrom, the grandson, I believe, of the Tifer Shlomo, Chesed Avram of Radomsk, because what's the Lashon of Atzeres? He says Atzeres is the same word as Tzara'as. Atzeres Tiyalachem, the Pasuk says. What's Pshat? Says the Chesed Avram, even the person who feels like he has Tzara'as, he has leprosy, which means what? Which means that he feels like he's impure. And he might not have been so great. Maybe he didn't get inspired Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not even Hoshana Rabbah. But on Shmini Atzeres, you have the ability to correct that tzaras. Ava pikin yishlo tikun b'yom hazeh, says the Chesed Lavram, a person has to be able to fix the entire year in Shmini Atzeres, because a person is able to have the kapara. He didn't get inspired by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, maybe not in Sukkot or Shana Rabbah. Shmini Atzeres is the ability, Shmini Atzeres, he's able to lock in that Atzeres is also a tzaras, even for those Jews who feel like they're tzaras. They could come back to their Bona Shom and they'd be able to do tshuva. And finally, the fourth idea for Shmini Atzeres, they say the name of Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. We know Rav Yitzchak of Vorka, where Am should have come from. He's always very big into Avos Yisrael. It's the famous Rav Shlomo Maisa of Ocean of Tears. I highly recommend it. It's on YouTube. Just put in Ocean of Tears by Rav Shlomo. But the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, but Shmini Atzeres, Kasha Lai Peridaschem, stay with me one more day. That's exactly what Shmini Atzeres says. Stay with me one more day. It's very hard for me and you to be able to separate. Says the Vorka Rebbe, a beautiful insight in Avos Yisrael. Kasha Lai Peridaschem doesn't refer only to Hashem separating from us to Him. Kasha Lai Peridaschem also means Peridaschem. Mashatem nifradim zemizeh, that you separate from each other. Stay with me one more day, but not just with me. I want you to stay with each other. Keep your shalim hayu ba'achtus ubchinaseh, says Rav Yitzchak Vorka in the Sefer Ola Yitzchak. I want to make sure that it's not only just a kasha elai that's one on one, that's me and you that are maybe, not going to be together. I want to make sure that you're together with all your brothers and all your sisters and all the mishpacha and all Gan's Klal Yisrael. Stay with me one more day. It's a lesson in achdus. I don't want you guys to leave each other, to leave your family. So those are the four ideas on Shmini Atzeres. Let's review and then we'll move into the ideas on Simchas Torah. Said the first idea is Zara Kodesh, the 22nd day, that's when the real chassin happens. Don't think the Hoshana Rabbah. No, The chasina happens in Shmini Atzeres, and that's why the Kushitzer Rebbe, the Ber Moshe, the Moshe Kushitzer says that a person has od zman of Shmini Atzeres lashuva tshuva. A person has gates and gates of more tshuva, be able to tap in into the tshuva of Shmini Atzeres. That's why Atzeres is a lashon of locking your relationship to the Rebbe Shalom. The Chesal Avram, the third idea says Atzeres tiyalechem. Atzeres is a lashon of tzaras, same letters as tzaras. Even those Jews who feel like they were far from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they could still come back to the Boshem and Shmini Atzeres. And the fourth idea of Yitzel Vorka, Kashalei Peridaskeb, doesn't just refer to a Kaddish Baruch Hu saying, stay with me one more day, but I also want you guys to stay with each other for one more day. Stay close together as a family. You guys together as one family. Those are the four ideas. Beautiful, beautiful ideas of Shmini Atzeres. And now moving on to the last four ideas on Simchas Torah. So it's brought down the name of the Arizal. Why is it that we dance? What's the pshat? He says that it was brought down the name of the Arizal, that he would dance so hard, and he said the following: Arizal nizra ma'od bedavar zel hakif achar sefer Torah lefanav la'achrav ulerakid ulashoyer lefanav bechol yichalto. He says the Arizal would make sure to be able to dance and sing and mamash go crazy on Simchas Torah and put his whole effort into being able to put the dance until he couldn't dance anymore. And the pshat is why, the question is why, what's so special about Simchas Torah? And this is the sixth idea. Sixth idea comes from the Sefer Ginze Yosef. He says that at the end of the day, what's Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah is the Chag, it's the Zman of Simchasinu, Shemekablim Oros HaSimcha. They're basically channels of happiness coming down. They're channels of joy. They're channels of true simcha coming down. And we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our simcha comes from Torah. Our simcha comes from Ruchnias. Our simcha comes from spirituality. And with Dafka, when we dance, we're telling the Rebbeinu Shloman, our simcha doesn't come from eating and physical pleasures. No. Shekol smachos she'achag hazeh yehakol ala Torah. Right? It says, man simcha seinu, but we want to tell the Rebbeinu Shloman that our true simcha, our real simcha, comes from our neshama, from our ruchnis, from our Torah, and our mitzvahs, but adam lamakom, adam machavero. So beautiful. Maybe that's why we could say that Arizal would go crazy, because that's the oris of simcha. Our mamish flying down. We want to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that our simcha literally comes truly from our ruchnis. And finally, the last two ideas on Simchas Torah, the Sas Emes, your tough resh lamed dalad, and he says a beautiful thing. He says that the same way that Shavuos is the root of his chachta called Torah L'chol Hashana, right? It's man matan Torah Seinu, right? We mekabel the Torah once again on Shavuos. But what do we on Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah is the preparation for us to be koveya b'Torah the rest of the year. Simchas Torah is our tshuka. It's our desire to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're ready to be able to start again. Not only did we finish Zochas HaBracha, but we're already starting into Bereishis, the Lashon of the Sfas Emes. Hachono al kol Hashem liyos kavu b'Torah. V'zal yidah hezbonnes adam v'aruch v'chshivas ha-Torah v'chukhazul l'dalek bo. Ki aliyah tshuka v'asimcha l'dalek b'Torah nishar achar kach dvekes me'ez ha-Katorah. Davka Simchas Torah, why do we go crazy with it? Because it's a hachono for the rest of the year. And that actually leads well to the last word of the Shem Yishmol. Shem Yishmol quotes his grandfather, the Kotzker Rebbe, and he says the following. Shem Yishmol and Shan Rabba Tofresh Pei Aleph says, and his grandfather told him, Shasimchas Torah hi HaKabbalah LaHaba V'lo Amasha Avar. He says that the Simcha of Simchas Torah is the Kabbalah of what you're going to do with the Torah for the year, for the next year. How am I going to get better in my learning for the next year? How am I going to get better in my mitzvahs for the next year? How am I going to get better, a better husband, a better wife, a better friend for the next year? Simchas Torah is focusing on the future, not on the past. El al Kabbalah LaHaba Shanilba. What he's going to learn, how he's going to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Simchas Torah is not just that simcha, the Torah Pekud Hashem Yisram Samachilev. It's also, what am I going to be mekabel upon myself? What am I going to mekabel myself and truly make sure that these days of Tishrei, of El of Tishrei, mamash stay part of me? And that's exactly what we're doing, says the Shem Yishmol from the Kotzko. We're making sure that we're dancing and we're showing the Rebbeinu Shalom that the simcha is not, and the Kabbalah is not only on the past, but it's also for the future. So the last four ideas, we said that Arizal would go crazy, mamash bechol yichalto. You'd sing and dance, you couldn't sing and dance anymore. The Ginza Yosef says, Dafka, that a person should show the Rebbeinu Shalom that at the end of the day, all his simcha comes from Ruchnis, because all the channels of simcha are coming down. Zman matan or zman simcha seinu, and as all the orders of simcha are coming down, we're showing Kadosh Baruch Hu that all our simcha comes from Ruchnis, from the Torah. And that's what the Sfas Emes says. Sfas Emes says when we on Simchas Torah, our Simchas Torah is basically telling the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's not just hischachus. That's what Shavuos is, that we're starting again. No.
Simchas Torah is a hachana. A koshan aliyos kavu b'Torah. That I'm ready to buy into. I'm ready to buy into the Gemara. I'm ready to buy into the to Torah Sanina, Torah Sanister. I'm ready to be able to lock in, be able to lock in, be able to for another year of growth, connection to the bonus. And that's exactly what the Shemesh Shmuel says from the Kotzker. She Simchas Torah he al kabal lahaba below amasha avar. Simchas Torah is to be able to tanya, able to take on what's going to be for the future, Bez Hashem, and take all the inspiration from El and Tishrei, be able to lock into the Bosham, the Kude Hashem Yisharim, and Samech Lev. We should be Zocha Bez Hashem to take these ideas of Shmini Atzeres, understanding the power of Shmini Atzeres. They're able to be able to do more Tshuva at Shmini Atzeres, be able to do tremendous Tikkun on Shmini Atzeres, the Koyach of the Achtos of Shmini Atzeres, and Bez Hashem to show their Bosham, the Simchas Torah, that our Simcha comes from the Torah, our Simcha comes from the connection to their Bosham. In our tshukas, in our kabbalas, should be only for ruchnius and only for growing closer to the Baruch Shalom, one step at a time, as the Hashem, and good kvittel, and a good yontif, shkoyach.